Dr. Pinsky, with the mail I am in, Juan Ramos, R-A-M-O-S. Juan Ramos is a 32-year-old male who reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 6-17-21. But at that time, he was pulling a hand truck loaded with boxes up some stairs. But the boxes started to fall, and he reached out in an underhanded fashion to catch them. Period. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the shoulder and biceps. Period. He relates the surgery did not help his symptoms. Period. He completed his course of active treatment in December of 2022. Period. New paragraph. As per his first report of accident, he had a hand truck full of beer, and as he pulled back, the case started to lean forward. Period. As he reached for it, he injured his right shoulder. Period. His claim petition indicates he hyperextended the right shoulder while using a hand cart full of cases of beer. Period. Treatment records show he was seen on 6-18-21 by orthopedist Dr. Annapol. Period. He had x-rays of the right shoulder and an exam leading to a diagnosis of a strain of the right shoulder. Period. He followed up and then participated in physical therapy. Period. On 7-20-21, he had an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period. He continued to be seen by Dr. Annapol. Period. Through 3-1-23, period. Diagnoses were primary osteoarthritis of the right shoulder, comma, slot tear of the right shoulder, comma, impingement syndrome of the right shoulder, status post arthroscopy. Period. He did undergo surgery on 8-30-22, period. Per your cover letter, this involved right shoulder arthroscopy, comma, debridement of glenoid labrum with biceps tenotomy, comma, debridement of glenohumeral joint, and arthroscopic subacromial decompression with coracoacromial ligament release and partial acromioplasty. Period. This was done by Dr. Fetter, F-E-H-D-E-R, at Shore Medical Center. Period. He saw Dr. Annapol through 11-28-22 when he was deemed at maximum medical improvement. Period. Mr. Ramos participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 2-28-23. It found he was capable of working in the very heavy work physical demand category. He did put forth through full effort during this evaluation. Period. He had already undergone a shoulder arthrogram and MRI on 4-27-23 to be inserted here. Period. He did see Dr. Dwyer on 6-19-23, having previously seen him on 5-19-23, but at that time he recommended a one-time viscoelastic injection. Period. The petitioner stated the shoulder is, quote, not that great. Period. End quote. He was currently working full duty. Period. On this visit, he did accept a monovisc injection to the right shoulder Period. He was cleared to work in a full duty capacity. Period. He had excellent range of motion and strength and was deemed to be at maximum medical improvement. Period. Under the purview of his private insurance, he can consider either platelet-rich plasma injection or stem cell transplant, given he has primary osteoarthritis and is only 32 years of age. Period. physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Bed motion of the right shoulder was full in all independent spheres with crepitus and tenderness. Bed combined active extension with internal rotation was to T12 compared to T10 on the left. Bed motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus tenderness, trigger interlocking. Bed the rest of that section is normal. Shoulder maneuvers, either positive or Bryan's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. And impressions on 6-17-21, Juan Ramos injured his right shoulder at work while pulling a hand cart loaded with beer up some stairs. The cart started at the tip, and he reached out underhanded to prevent its contents from falling. He was seen the next day orthopedically by Dr. Annapol and initiated unconservative care. He had an MRI of the shoulder on 7-20-21. He participated in physical therapy. He did have surgery by Dr. Fetter to be inserted here. Dr. Annapol also performed surgery on 9-6-22 to be inserted here. With respect to the 8-30-22 procedure, it is unclear in the notes whether this was actually carried out or why Dr. Annapol had to do a second surgery so shortly afterwards. He had physical therapy postoperatively. He accepted scratch that. He had an MR arthrogram to be inserted here. At the conclusion of Dr. Annapol's treatment, he was cleared for full duty. He was then seen by Dr. Dwyer, who instilled a viscosupplementation injection to the shoulder. The paragraph of the current examination found there to be full range of motion of the right shoulder, but it elicited crepitus and tenderness. Peter O'Brien's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative. He had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. In the paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder. End.